is a spirit. Scripture says having the same spirit of faith. Okay, so faith is what? A spirit. And we know a spirit can come and a spirit can go. A spirit can possess a person. Are you here? Say faith. Is a spirit. Faith also can be measured. We saw in the book of Romans 12 verse 3 where the Bible says if you are making declarations, which scripture there uses the word prophesying, if you are prophesying, the word prophesying there is the word declarations, prophetic declarations or prophetic announcements. If you are praying and you speaking, I decree this will happen to me. This year I'm going to get married. I'll have this. I'll have that. The Bible says, if you make such prophetic declarations in Romans 12 verse 3, it says, do it according to the measure of your faith. Because faith can be measured. And it can be measured in quantities. That's what the Bible says, what? You of little faith. Because faith can be little. It's there, but not sufficient. Hello? It's there, but what? Not enough. It's there, but not enough to cause changes. So faith can be measured in what? In quantities. Either it's little or it's great. Jesus said, I have never seen great faith like this in Israel. Because faith can be great. Faith can also be measured in quality. Scripture says poor faith. And scripture also mentions of what? Rich faith. So there is rich faith, there is poor faith, and these are qualities. Faith can also be measured in strength. Scripture says Abraham, all right, did not stagger through unbelief. He was not weak in faith. So faith can be weak. The Bible says, but he was strong in faith. Meaning faith can also be strong. So we see faith can be measured. Faith can be imparted since it's a spirit. Faith can come and faith can go. Now, if faith, are you understanding? Can come and if faith can go, then we are to be very careful. Scripture says what? In the book of Galatians chapter 3, it says, who bewitched you? It says, you began in the spirit. Are you there? You began the spirit. And Jesus rebuked Peter. Why did you doubt? Because faith was there, but eventually faith what? Disappeared. So faith can be there and faith can disappear. Please don't just, the Bible says, let no man think himself more highly than he ought to think. Because most people think, you know what, I have the Holy Ghost, I have faith all the times, I'm okay. No, this is why you have to test yourself. Are you here, right? Be very careful. Because faith can come, faith can go. Faith is a spirit. It can be imparted. It doesn't mean it will stay there. Faith also can live. Okay, so faith can be measured. Mm-hmm. Now, where you are, if there is something that you have and it's not happening, okay, let's stop saying it will happen. You know, I'm waiting on God's time. Sometimes it's not about God's time. Imagine the 12 disciples trying to cast out a demon. And the demon was not coming out. Are you here? Yes. The spirit was not what? Coming out. Imagine. This is Peter. This is James. This is Mark. This is John. Are you understanding? Yes. These are great men of God. But they failed to cast out the spirit. The whole day. Imagine if they said, you know what? At the right time, God will deliver your child. Let's wait upon God. At his right time, he's going to deliver. Hallelujah. Now, when they actually had given up, Jesus appeared. And he didn't accuse the spirit. He didn't blame the demons. He spoke to the parent. He said, only if you believe. He said, I have a problem with you, sir. There is no faith here. The father said, I think he was offended. They said, but if I didn't believe, how could I bring your disciples to come if there was no faith? When I saw that they are not doing it, I even came to bring you. If I didn't have faith, then why are you telling me I have no faith? Jesus said, it's there, but not what? Enough. And the parent said, help my unbelief. You hear that? That prayer changed everything. And Jesus said, bring him here. They didn't even bring him to Jesus. Just trying to bring the boy to Jesus. Right there, the Bible says the man fell down and the spirit left. He didn't even go to Jesus. When faith was cautioned, when faith was activated, Jesus didn't even speak words. Manifestation already began. He spoke when the spirit manifested already. He said, you deaf and dumb spirit, come out. There was already manifestation. So, you might have something in life that you're praying for, and there is a silence. Let's not hide in the name of we're waiting on God. Let's rather improve the quality of our faith. Because scripture says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Am I talking to you? So faith must be there. You see, people think it's because we are anointed when we say in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak to somebody who's blind. You, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, be healed. People think it's because he's a prophet. There are many prophets without faith. It's not being a prophet. It is about faith. Scripture does not give special privileges to Elijah to say because he was a prophet, that's why when he prayed, there was rain. It says Elijah was a man just like us. It doesn't say he was a prophet. That's where it happened. It says he was a man just like us. Am I talking to you? But he prayed that it must not rain, and there was no rain. And he prayed that it must be rain, and there was what? Rain. So how do you know whether you have got strong faith or weak faith or little faith? It's so simple. Look at your prayer points. What do you have that, in fact, already right now, you are saying this, it's going to happen next year. Putting there. When you're looking for a house to build or to buy, you're always squeezing it to your budget. No matter how you say you have faith, faith has no limits. Say with me, I'm going to buy properties this year. See the way you're talking it. It's like there is faith is there, but it's little. Say it as somebody with strong faith. Somebody say, I'm going to buy properties this year. You must know faith is a currency. Say with me, faith is a currency.
Faith is a currency.
The Bible says, buy it. Enoch. Buy it. Abraham. By faith, Noah built what? Do you know the ark he built? Have you ever Googled the value, the net value of the ark he built, if it was built today? The Bible says he did it by faith. Do you know the materials to build a boat, how expensive they are? The man said he built it. No helper, nobody. No one else coming to say, I want to give you money. By divine intervention, by faith. Scripture puts it, it was done by what? By faith. Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. There was no rain. By faith, he believed. Somebody say faith. Say faith is a currency. Okay, can you read that scripture again? Just read it.
By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
Do you know I've got somebody right now watching me, and maybe even somebody in this room who, you know, they have got something they want to do or something they wanted to do, but their faith has failed and they have kind of like given up. I am saying there is a prayer we pray that God help my faith not to fail. There's a prayer I can pray for you that God should help your faith not to what? Because faith can what? Faith can fail. Let's go to Luke 22, verse 32. You see, there is a prayer I can pray for your faith not to fail.
Luke 22, verse 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail.
Let's underline that word. Let's underline from the beginning to where we have stopped. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Meaning to say that your faith can what? You need a special prayer, not sometimes, not on your petition, but on your faith. Your faith fails not, because you may have faith to build a house, but your faith may what? Fail. You may have faith to say, I'm getting this job, but your faith can what? Praying intelligently is when you begin to pray. How can I explain this for that woman to hear me? Hear this. Father, I pray that their faith fails not. It's so interesting when you see your faith working. There was something I was talking to my wife today. You know, that there was something that it was completely more like impossible. So yesterday I saw its manifestation, and today I was seeing it, that is physically there. I have managed to do it. And I was touching it. And I asked somebody, I said, do you know how it feels when you touch faith physically? Not just in the spirit, but when faith has been converted into what? Tangible thing. May your faith not fail. I pray that your faith fails not. Raise up your hand and say, Lord, help my faith. So we see two places so far where people prayed and faith came. The first is when the man who had a child who a demon couldn't come out. The man humbled himself and said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. When he prayed, faith came. Because faith is a spirit. And miracles began to happen right instantly when he prayed. The Bible says instantly, Jesus said, bring the child over here. When they were bringing the child to Jesus, the spirit began manifesting. Why? Because after prayer, there was what? Faith activated. Not only there. The second place so far we have seen here is where Jesus also mentions of prayer being made for Peter, that his faith fails not. And indeed, we see Peter, but the beautiful gate, he sees a man who was born lame. Am I talking to somebody right here? And Peter says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the man didn't walk. The Bible doesn't say he walked. The Bible says Peter went and held his hand and helped him up. That's when he jumped and he began to walk. Meaning, and that word, he didn't what? Walk. But the faith of Peter could not stop him from going and taking another step of holding him and said, do it now. This is not faith that fails. I'm not talking to you. It's a faith that acts, works. Can you imagine after speaking and the man kept on staring at him? The Bible says, he said, look at us. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
Peter said what? Look at us. This is not failing faith. Not what if he falls? What if? And there were Pharisees and Sadducees at the temple. Everybody was watching to say, let's see what's going to happen. Somebody said, Lord, I pray.
Lord, I pray.
Give me that faith. Somebody say, I'm here.
I am here.
Trust in me, faith is not a religion, neither an idea. Most people think faith is an idea. The fact that you have an idea that it's Jesus who heals, they think that's faith. No, faith, you live it. It's part of your culture. My God. Imagine you praying and they say, go and shake with their clouds. What man of faith is this? And there are no clouds. And they say, let me pray again. Crowds will be coming now. And he prays again, then he says, go and check again. And he goes, he comes back, says, sir, there is nothing. He says, don't worry. He prays again. Somebody say,
we are still praying.
That level of faith. The man prays, he says, go and check. Have you ever had that type of faith? Where you prayed and you went into account to check if there is money. And there was no money, then you go again to pray. Pray. Then you go to check again if there is money. There is no money, you keep on praying. Say, have you ever done that level? Because your level is not yet there. Am I talking to you? Am I speaking to somebody right here? Faith. We're talking about prevailing faith. Peter said, silver and gold, I do not have. What I have in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And walk. The man kept on looking at him. He says, you think I'm discussing? It's not a debate. He didn't say, God has told me that you'll walk. This is not what God is saying. He didn't even say, I've seen in a vision you walking. No, you do it at my word. Can you imagine? There was no heaven coming and angels, wings like this, then saying, oh, you hit your legs. No. At the word, a man who was born lame, his legs, there was a voice. A man jumped up. Am I talking to you? If you remember, there was a woman I was praying for in Pretoria. This woman, she had polio. She was 43 years of age, and she never walked since she was born. Remember that woman? And this woman, she was sitting there, not for her to be healed. She agreed, it's fine, this is how I will be. And she brought a picture of a child. She said, this is my son, my only son who is into drugs. Remember that? And I said, okay. So me, when I saw her on the prayer line, I actually thought she was there for herself to walk. And she wasn't even on a wheelchair. She was on the floor. She was using things in her hands to walk. Like, you know, those people who crawl on the floor. So I'm looking at her like this. I said, why should I pray for you? She shows me a picture of her son. She says, I want my son to stop drugs. I said, what about you? Are you hearing me? I said, what about you? She says, no, I'm just here for. Then I asked the congregation, I said, congregation, she says she's here for the son, but I believe for her. As I was still talking, we heard the legs cracking. And she started like manifesting, moving, feeling pain. And she stood up for the first time. You know, trying to start learning how to walk. Remember that woman? Listen to me. Faith. Faith. And when she walked, I said, you know what? Let me speak to her so that she should not walk on my faith, but on her faith. Because after the service, when I go home, if she go to sleep and my faith is no longer there, what will happen? So I said to her, I said, believe. And she couldn't even hear me saying, believe. Remember? She kept on walking every. It feels nice walking. And you could see that she's still struggling to walk and she's learning to walk. And a year later, she came back to church to testify with her son, who was in drugs, that he stopped. God answered her both prayers. Are you hearing?
Yes.
So faith, it is not something that you will say, oh, I'm waiting on God. No. I have so much faith about you. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
Tonight, I decree and declare what you've been praying for. God is going to answer you in the name of Jesus. And if you believe it, it is yours. I said, if you believe it, it's yours. Shout, I receive threefold. However, faith is just not something that you just have an idea like, oh, I got faith. No, faith has to be practical. The only way to make faith practical is when you begin to understand the in-depths of faith. So faith cannot function without a platform. Faith has a platform. The platform of faith, number one, it is when you are a watcher. Say, being a watcher. Oh, God, my God. It's when you are a watcher. You must be able to watch what's coming in, what's coming out, what's happening around me. How do I? You have to be a watcher. Okay. Scripture says when Jesus saw that the power of healing was available, he healed them all that were sick. Did you hear that? So what did Jesus Christ do first? It was divine intelligence. He first of all watched. Is the power to heal available or not? When he saw the power to heal was available, he began to say, you are healed, stand up. You are healed, stand up. Why? Because he watched. So faith must not just be there. You must watch. There are moments you have to watch. And how do you watch? Scripture says, I have set you as a watchman. And we saw this several times and again, and I've made so many repetitions about it. I have set you as a watchman. And the word watchman there is the word shomar, which means what? Somebody who sees intentionally to observe for action. I'm talking to somebody, right? Somebody who what? Who sees intentionally to observe for action. Now, if I'm watching, because you can watch, but no intentions. You can watch, but no purpose, no action. But when you're watching for action, you are a watcher. A watcher is a watchman. A watchman is a guard. He is a person who sees what is coming, either over a property. Are you there, right?
Yes.
The different types of what? Watchers in the natural. So is in the spirit. So we have watchers who watch over a house. And we've got watchers who watch over a body. They are known as bodyguards. Are you here? So these guys are there to watch. Are you getting right?
Yes.
I have them, a lot of them. Outside all this, you go down there, they are there. These are sons in the church who said, us, we just want you to watch. In the case somebody has smoked something and he thinks, let me just go, you'll find the sons of Major. They are everywhere. You go in the corridor. I even wonder, what are you doing here? He says, I'm a father. You do the spiritual, we do the physical. I said, ah, shut up. Listen, they are there. They are everywhere. They're everywhere. And their body, their purpose is to protect the body. So we have got those who watch over the body. We have those, if you go to my house, you'll find there. There are also people at the gate. Are you understanding? There are people at the gate. So, similar in the spirit is what God actually said to Ezekiel. He said, I have set you as a watchman. You understand? Son of man, I have made you a watchman. Watchman is a guard. Somebody say guard. You cannot claim you have faith, yet you can't watch. Because you use your faith at a time you're not supposed to use it. And you will miss the divine alerts. Because in the spirit, they are divine what? Alerts. There are certain events that when they happen, it is an alert in the spirit that act. I'm trying to talk to somebody right now. Am I talking to somebody right? A very good example. When Gideon went at night into the camp of the enemy, he went there to spy. When he was there, he found two people discussing. One man was saying the dream he had. When Gideon had the dream, all right, then he escaped from their camp and ran back and he said, from what I had in their dream, God is with us and we're going to win the battle. He had an alert from what? What they were discussing. Sometimes when the people are discussing about you, it's an alert in the spirit. Not something for you to start, I don't know why they are fighting me. I just don't understand. Oh, I'm going through a lot. Can you imagine she's my best friend and she's gossiping about me? Sometimes those things are alerts. I'm trying to talk to somebody right now. Sometimes those things are what? They are alerts. You must discern. You must be a watcher. You must watch your surrounding. You must watch what's going on. We have only spoken about it. We haven't even gone to other things we're supposed to watch. It would be more interesting when we're talking about watching from the what? From the watchtower, from the walls. We'll discuss those things. But today, we are discussing about the gate. So, a watcher is said to watch over the tower, over the walls, and over the gates. Father, help us. Somebody say, I'm a watcher. This topic alone of watching, if I can teach you all of it properly and you really understand it, it's going to help you in a way that nobody will lie to you. You'll be spiritual giants. Amen. So get this teaching properly. Don't miss anything out of this teaching. This cake must not be half. Get it in full. So we have gates. Gates. Someone say gates. Yes. So what are gates? So gates are access points. Gates represents authority. Gates represents access. They represent entry point where things comes in, where things come out. But there must be as an authorizer, somebody who has given authority or authorization. That's why we say gates are places of what? Authority. Because you cannot enter without authority. So it's either you have authority over your gates or a certain spirit is ruling your gates. It has authority to say, let this come in. It opens and something comes in your life. Or you are the one standing over the gates. So before, Israel had so many battles. And they would just go to war. They are sleeping at night. The enemies would come, beat them up, kill them. God says, from now, Ezekiel, you are a watchman. If I speak a word, you don't tell them, and something bad happens to them, you'll be responsible. Am I talking to you? So the divine intelligence now has been said. There is somebody here with a DI, not AI. Divine intelligence. Some here. So this man, God has set him watch over Israel. So God can set you to watch over a nation. He can set somebody to watch over their family. He can set somebody to watch over their business, over their finances. God can set you to watch over your church. That if things will happen in this ministry and you're watching, I will put this on your head. Am I talking to you? So he can raise you up as a watcher who must intercede. Or he can raise you up as a financier who must finance. Or he must raise you up as an advisor who must advise. Am I talking to you? So all the times things will be coming in your ears or your eyes or your thoughts, God will be dropping things to you for your family or whatever sector that God wants you to watch. So you'll be sitting like this. Every time, bam, you're sitting there. This heaviness will come about your sister. It's not just a heaviness, sir. It is divine intelligence. You are gathering what we call, you are in the prophetic intelligence command center. You are gathering prophetic data. What you're going to use that information is none of God's responsibility. The Holy Ghost is depositing it in you for action. You are watching, but you must act. You are not just thinking about your sister. You're not just thinking about your brother or your husband or your wife. There is a purpose why you are thinking about that business at that moment. Why are you thinking so deep in that way? Now, the enemy now uses the same information to start to make you feel self-pity. You start feeling so bad about yourself, like, look at me now. No, what's coming in you is from above. Heaven is speaking to you. Look at this. Look at that. You tried this, it didn't work. You tried that, it didn't work. It's not depression. Use it to advantage. God is opening your eyes to say, you know what? This is not the first time. There is an entry point. In my family or in my life, there is what? It can't happen for four times. There is an entry point. So God is showing you for action. This is the point of standing up. And so I stand at my gate. I stand at the entry point. I stop the enemy's advance. But what's happening? You begin to depress. You end up with the tablets on something that God was revealing. The Bible says, my people are perishing because they lack knowledge. They're ignorant. They don't even know. When I'm speaking to them, they don't even know. So we looked at different type of gates. We looked at the what? The gate of time. Time is a gate. A woman, when she's pregnant, the moment she's pregnant, everybody knows in 9 months she'll give birth. Simple. Everybody knows it's 9 months because your gate of giving birth is 9 months. When you are 11 months, everybody gets what? Worried. Because time gate of pregnancy has passed. Now you begin to get away now. There was a woman I prayed for in Nigeria, if you remember that woman, who was pregnant. How many months? About, if I've even forgotten, I think 26 months. Something like that. Do you understand? She was pregnant. I said, and now the doctor said there is no baby. When they gone and they said, we doubt. Do you understand the witchcraft? I stretched my hand over this woman. The woman, the pregnancy began to shift and she delivered the same day. On TV. I'm not talking to you. Somebody say with me, say faith. So we have gates. Say gates.